In this bulletin, German police arrest 25 people who planned a far-right coup to overthrow the government. Rising energy prices, the top priority at a national meeting of energy ministers today. And in sports, Belgian football star Eden Hazard retires from international competition. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I am Omo Bello. 25 people have been arrested in Germany on suspicion of planning to overthrow the government. The suspects include a member of the military and several reservists, as well as a judge who used to be a member of the parliament from the far-right party AfD. 3,000 police have conducted raids across the country after an investigation found the group had been preparing a coup for over a year and had also planned violent actions. The suspects are linked to the Reichsburger movement, which does not believe in the post-war German state and rejects its authority. Federal prosecutor Peter Frank says the coup was supposed to bring to power a German nobleman who authorities say had been courting Russian support.
Based on the information we have, this group is set up into a kind of council, which is supposed to be a kind of government organization, which was split up into different departments, just like the cabinet of a country.
One of the people arrested was a Russian citizen. Russia has denied involvement. The maker of the bomb used in the 2002 Bali bombings attack that killed more than 200 people has been released from an East Java prison on parole. Umar Patek served just over half of his 20-year sentence after being found guilty of the attack, which ripped through two nightclubs, killing 88 Australians. The Australian government had been working to ensure he was kept in jail, but local authorities say Umar Patek had changed since undergoing a de-radicalization program and has met the requirements for parole. An Australian family has been killed in a light plane crash in the United States. The private plane crashed off the Gulf of Mexico on Saturday night after taking off from Venice Airport in Florida. Authorities have recovered the body of a woman and a teenage girl, but the male pilot is still missing. The family had been living in the United States and previously lived in Queensland. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it is providing consular assistance to the family. A long-term fix to Australia's skyrocketing energy prices is expected to be the top priority at a national meeting of energy ministers today. The next steps in Australia's transition to renewable energy will be discussed during the meeting between Energy Minister Chris Bowen and his state and territory counterparts in Brisbane. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he wants the states to cut the price of coal used by power stations in half, and Canberra has imposed a mandatory code of conduct on the gas industry to cut prices to around $13 a gigajoule. Following a positive COVID-19 test, Mr. Albanese will meet virtually with the premiers and chief ministers for the National Cabinet on Friday. Three amateur paleontologists have discovered the remains of a 100-million-year-old long-necked marine reptile at an outback Queensland station. In an Australian first, the complete skeleton of an ancient plesiosaur was discovered at a sprawling remote property in Queensland's northwest Markinlay region. Curator of paleontology at James Cook University and the Museum of Tropical Queensland in Townsville, Dr. Espen Knutsen, says the discovery is one of a kind.
This skull actually had part of the body attached to it as well. So usually what we find is that when we're digging these things out of the ground is that we'll find bits of the body and no head, and very, very rarely we'll find just a head, but unfortunately with no body attached. So the fact that this guy had both allows us to close that gap, or they have this overlap between the body and the head that will unravel a lot of the species diversities.
In football, Belgium's captain Eden Hazard has announced his retirement from international competition after his team's group stage exit at the World Cup. Hazard helped Belgium reach the 2018 World Cup semi-finals, where they lost to eventual champions France and defeated England in the third-placed playoff. The forward played in all three Group F games but did not score as Belgium beat Canada, lost to Morocco and played out a goalless draw with Croatia to finish third. The 31-year-old made his international debut in 2008 and scored 33 times in 126 appearances. I am Omo Bello, and that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom.